Hold up. Stop. Before you launch your online store, listen to this. What is up, good people? This is Anthony Deloach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I will be discussing 5 things you need to do before you launch your online store. That's right. 5 things you need to do before you launch your online store. And it's probably things you never even thought about. So you need to pay attention during this episode. Now, before I jump right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this episode is being brought to you by my brand new online resource for launching a business online on a budget. You definitely need to get this. If you are a brand new entrepreneur, or if you are a seasoned entrepreneur that just wants to get a fresh start and you want to launch your business properly, then you need to get this guide, and it's absolutely free. I want everyone to go to www.anthonydeloach.com/launch and get the free guide. I have it there. It's absolutely free for you. Just get it, start implementing it, and I'm telling you, it's going to help you launch your online business successfully. All right, guys, let's go ahead and jump into the topic of today's episode. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump right into this episode. I want to give you 5 things that you need to do before you launch your online store. I have experience with launching an online store, and what I'm talking about today is an e-commerce store where you'll be selling physical products. My product was a t-shirt line that I launched, and I actually launched it online. It was t-shirts. It was called God Made Premium Apparel. It's still a brand that I own, and I will relaunch it one day, but I learned a lot in the process of launching that brand. Do not go out and search for it. You cannot find it now. That will be something I will relaunch in the future. But I want to tell you the things that I learned from launching this e-commerce store, because when I launched it, I thought it would be just like any other online business. But there are definitely some differences between a traditional or information online business and an e-commerce store. So I want to jump right into these 5 things that you need to think about before you launch your online store. The first thing I want to tell you is that you need to really think about your product descriptions. It is a thing that most people leave off. They say, I'm going to launch a t-shirt and they're just going to put the name on there, or they're going to launch a product and they're just going to put the name on there, but they haven't really thought about optimizing the product description. And there's several reasons why you need to optimize the product description. One is because it helps with your SEO values. It helps you be found on social media, help you be found online, on Google, on the search engines. You just definitely want to get traffic when people are searching for the products that you have to offer or something similar to the products that you have to offer. So you definitely need to do it for that. But also, you just need to describe the product for your people. When they go in there, that's one of the most convincing things when they land on your product page, when they look at the description, when they look at everything about the product. Is it clear? Does it make sense to them? You definitely want to optimize your product descriptions. It is a phenomenal way to make sure that you sell a lot of your products. The next thing I want to tell you about is to think about your shipping strategy. This is one thing that I've helped people with so many times when they decided they're going to sell a physical product. You definitely need to think about shipping. How are you going to ship your product? As a matter of fact, let me jump into a bunch of questions that you should ask yourself when you're thinking about shipping. The first thing is, what courier will ship your products? How are you going to ship it? Are you going to use UPS? Are you going to use FedEx? Are you going to use the standard mail? What are you going to use? Are you going to use DHL? Are you looking to sell on Amazon? You're going to get Amazon to ship your product? You're going to do Amazon FBA? Were you going to send it to their warehouse? What are you going to do? You have to understand what your shipping process is going to be. What are going to be the rates for that courier that you're going to use? What type of money are you going to have to pay to get your products shipped? The next thing is, are you going to fulfill international orders? If you're going to fulfill international orders, how are you going to ship those? You have to understand that when people order internationally, there is different shipping policies and procedures that you have to follow. So you definitely want to think about that as well. Are you going to purchase any type of shipping insurance? When you're shipping products, you may need shipping insurance because you don't want your product to get lost or it gets damaged in the mail and you have no insurance on it. And then you're at a loss because you didn't have any type of protection for yourself. How will you track your shipping costs? You have to make sure you're tracking your shipping costs because you want to make sure that you're pricing your shipping correctly and you want to make sure you're pricing your products correctly. You want to know what your profit and loss is. You have to run this like a real legitimate business. You can't just let this thing go haphazardly without really managing those numbers. The next thing is you have to have a store policy for refunds. Right? Shipping policy for your refunds. Are you going to refund your shipping? A lot of people now are expecting free shipping. Are you going to have a policy for that? Are there going to be certain orders that you're going to offer free shipping on? What is going to be the strategy behind that? You definitely need to think through all of these things before you start your online store. That way you're not operating at a loss. The next thing I want to talk about, you need to build your email list. I know you're operating an e-commerce store. You're not doing traditional online business, but you're doing an e-commerce store. You still need to collect email addresses. That's why you see most of the major retailers that have online stores where they're selling physical products. They have a pop-up that comes up on their website when you go on and they tell you to sign up for their VIP list. They tell you to sign up for their email list. All of these types of things, they give you discounts to do that. The reason being is because they want to be able to market to you later on. Even though a lot of people will tell you email is dead, email is not dead. It's still the primary way that you can communicate with your potential customers. You want to definitely get those email addresses and start remarketing to them. So you can remarket to them with by pixel. You can remarket to them, you know, with your ads. You can actually just send additional emails to them and let them know that when you have sales, when you have discounts, when you have new products that come out, this is just a great way to market. So do not neglect to build your email list. The next thing that you need to do is to get feedback, right? Don't be afraid to put out some of your product, to get people to buy your product, to be beta testers of your product. If they're beta testers of your product, then get some feedback on what's happening on the product, on the shipping, how long it took it to ship. You want to get this feedback, and this will help you be more successful when you launch a product. And it will keep you from having those blunders when you really test everything up front. The next thing is you want to develop a solid marketing strategy. There's no reason to start a e-commerce business, start an online store, and you don't have a marketing strategy. People are just not going to come from out of nowhere and just purchase your product. You want to make sure that you have a strong marketing strategy. Are you going to market on Facebook? Are you going to have strong social media campaigns? Are you going to do some influencer marketing? Are you going to network with other companies? Are you going to get some of your products in stores? Do you have a plan to do that? How are you going to market your store so that you can start getting some traffic that will turn into sales? Remember, you have to do all of these things before you actually launch your online store. Let me recap for you. The first thing that we talked about today was to optimize your product descriptions. I hope you all definitely would take some time out and start thinking about what your product descriptions are going to look like, because that's so important. The next thing I want you to do is to think about your shipping strategy. What are you going to do about shipping? Think about those questions that I told you earlier. Those are going to really help you have a solid strategy when it comes to shipping. The next thing is to build your email list. Email is not dead. It's still the best way for you to communicate with your potential customers or your repeat customers. The next thing that you want to do is to get some feedback. Beta test your product, get it out into the hands of some people who like it, who want the product, and get some feedback so you can avoid some blunders in the beginning. The last thing is to develop a solid marketing strategy. Know how that you're going to market your online store so that you can get some traffic, so that you can get some business, so you can be successful with your online store. All right, guys. This is the end of the episode, but I do want you guys to launch successfully. That's why I put together this free guide. You definitely want to do this. My wife and I put a lot of time into creating this guide, and it is going to help so many people, and I want you all to get it. It's absolutely free. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/launch and get the guide. It's totally free. Let me know exactly how much it is helping you. I'll be glad to take it further with you and talk about how we can help you make your business a huge success. All right, guys, until the next episode, I want you guys to go out and crush it. Make it happen in your online business. I'm out.